Hello, this is Radio Clash 101. It's part two of the Traffic Island discs with Tim and Kirk. Lights out, Gorilla Radio, turn that up. Lights out, Gorilla Radio, turn that up. This is a radio clash of pirate satellites, opting your living room, cashing in the middle of life.
So hit it, Kirk.
Quit it now.
Or just start your list, whatever.
You're going to enjoy yourself whether you like it or not. All right. These are possibly
some
my
of his
favourite records, which I would take to a Traffic Island with because they would keep me company and I love these songs. And I'm looking back and it is Kirk's Slightly Pedestrian. That wasn't a deliberate.
That was, well, it is now, but it
this,
wasn't.
This is Kirk's. I'm looking back, I'm worried it's Slightly Pedestrian, but I don't care because I like these, all right? I like them a lot. All right, number five. Is Golden Brown by the Stranglers.
Golden Bound, is that the S&M edition? Yeah. It's like, yeah, we got Watsport and S&M in one night name.
I told you, didn't I? On these weird Freudian slips, whenever I go to type in the URL www.friendsreunited.co.uk, it comes in as Friends Re-Untied. And it's what a Freudian sleep. It's like some kind of bondage session or something with everyone I know.
But what would Freud say?
I don't know.
I don't know. He'd have my cock in his mouth. Oh, I had to get that in somewhere.
Yeah. So, yeah, Golden Brown by the Stranglers. Apparently, it's not about the Deputy Prime Minister.
Or S&M.
It is apparently about drugs. I thought, the common legend is it's about Mary Joanna, but...
I thought it was about coffee. Oh, no, sorry, heroin. Same thing.
And I thought it was about Pro Plus tablets, actually, but...
They're not brown.
Not. No, they're not. No, you're right.
Maybe if you piss on them.
Yeah. Oh, you can. I'm sure you can get chocolate-coated Pro Plus.
Anyway, what's your next choice?
My next choice is... Ghost Town by the Specials. And the fact is, if you actually played the proper full-length version, which
backwards.
Has got the mad, dubby, trombone, echoey solo, yeah, backwards, it would actually you know, use up quite a lot of time while I was waiting for the traffic to clear, so that would actually help, you see. And obviously on the traffic island, you know, it might be somewhere urban, so the
concrete
song, Brixton appropriately, you know, so I'd be able to, you know, spare 5 minutes thinking about urban decay and all that,
yeah.
And my social and political kudos would increase.
Yes.
So that would be okay.
And there'd be no dancing on the island, really.
No I'd just be kind of slumped against the actual bollard, the lighted bollard with the arrow on, and looking kind of thoughtful and...
Wondering
where the human race is going, basically.
Coventry, apparently.
Yeah. All right, number three. When they do this on Desert Island Discs, someone always has to be, you know, a bit kind of arty, and they always have a bit of classical music, and there's nothing wrong with that. If I was going to have a bit of classical music, I would choose a nice bit of kind of understated, echoey French piano thing like Eric Satie or something like that.
Eric Satie.
Let's all go jump on Eric Satie.
Eric Futon.
Yeah, that's his Japanese
Resistance is Futon.
They should use that as an advertising slogan for IKEA, actually.
Or DFS with Liz What's-Her-Name.
Oh,
remember you used to say Drugfuck Sundays?
Yeah.
Yeah, Drugfuck Sundays, DFS.
It was called Drugfuck Sundays because all you wanted to do was lie about on a sofa. And you could have gone along to a DFS store and just hijacked the place. You know? Just bought, you know, a little kind of, you know... bring your iPod along, some speakers, put some chill-out music, get all your mates around there, get some peers in, lie around on the sofas until you get you've chucked out, basically. We should actually set up a league over the country. See who can actually do that and leave it the longest before they get physically chucked
out. It's like flash mobs, like flash sofas.
The DFS Sunday League.
Yes, that's good. I like that. What's your Radio 2-like choice?
No, oh, so yeah, I haven't said it yet. I said it is. It's not classical. It kind of is, but isn't. It's film score. It is the main theme from Once Upon a Time in the West by Ennio Morricone.
Oh, classic.
Which is really, really nice, beautiful bit of music. Obviously, we can't play it today because everyone's just playing their number one choice. But at some point in the future, I would like to actually tie you down so you couldn't actually physically move, so you wouldn't be able to stop me and just hijack the show and
Golden
put that
Bound
on.
Again.
Yeah.
Golden Bound.
And there'd be absolutely nothing to do with, you know, you couldn't
Pissed
do anything about it.
On.
It's people deserve to hear this. If I haven't heard it, I'm gonna have to.
But I always prefer the Man with the Harmonica, but I do like that one as well. It's a really good tune and a very good film.
Mm. But the
king of spaghetti westerns.
Mm.
You can keep all your fistful of dollars for a few dollars more and all that shit.
Mm.
Once Upon a Time in the West, best western ever.
Yeah. Because it had a soul, didn't it? You know?
It didn't sell it. It didn't sell it.
Unlike some people we could mention.
Did you sell yourself Santa?
I sold it on eBay, actually. Bidding wings sky high. There's not enough numerals in the bloody, you know, universe to.
So what's your next one?
It was a zero followed by loads of zeros. I just wanted to say about that. The reason why I chose it is that it's kind of a very it's one of these bits of music which is very downbeat. But I'll have to time this when I play it. There's this point in it about two thirds of the way along where it does this chord change or a key change or something, and it all goes uplifting, and you just feel beatified, you know.
Beatified.
Yes.
Just like a beautiful. Beatified thing.
Yeah, Beyonce. Beautiful beatified.
Beyonce butterfly.
My fiance is Beyonce from France.
Do you need to have a fiance to
speak? Yes. Beyonce. Beyonce dead. So I had to have a fiance to contact my beautiful Beyonce, who was my fiance in France. You don't say. Oh, that's. That's shit. That's awful. That's really awful.
Oh, we have
I don't
to keep
understand
that.
My own brain sometimes.
Next.
All right, okay. Number two is something which most people really wouldn't have heard of because it's too old. It's this old kind of rock and roll record called The Night Has a Thousand Eyes by Bobby V.
Aye.
I don't know if he...
Aye.
The Night Has a Thousand... Aye.
Thousand L-E-G's. Aye. Aye. Aye.
My theory for this is, if you're wise, when you get to a certain age, like your teenage years, instead of hating your parents' record collection, you actually learn to love it and embrace it, because there's some real gems out there.
Oh, there might be the will stuck somewhere in one of the records. You might be trying to find the will...
Oh, yeah! No, that is so true. How do you know what brilliant bits of blackmail, what items of blackmail, what love, disregarded love letters you find in your parents' record collection and all this kind of stuff?
And
you're right, exactly.
Yeah, you never know, you never know.
Lost £50 notes, that kind of thing.
Lost Hitler diaries.
Yeah, the real ones, not the fake ones,
yeah. So
I can't even remember what I was going to say now. It's good. I can't think of what I was going to say. No, that's what I was going to say. The actual record really used to scare me when I was younger because my mum really liked the song. She used to put it on like every so often. And when you're young and you don't understand what a metaphor is. When I heard the title and when it was sung, I actually thought of some great big kind of monster with a thousand eyes, like something out of Greek mythology.
Scary.
And it used to actually scare me shitless.
Scary.
That song did scare me shitless.
So what's your number one?
Hey. My number one is... Well, no, because we discovered this last night. You don't need to do a drum roll because your response said it all.
I'm trying to be enthusiastic.
I know, I do appreciate your enthusiasm. At this point, I wish I'd changed. I'd chosen something else, but no, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to be proud and stand firm by my choice. It is "Gentle on My Mind" by Glen Campbell. I don't care.
Oh. No, it's great. It's great. It's brilliant.
Oh.
Sorry. I like this.
I was so overcome by emotion, I nearly kind of coughed my guts.
Emulsion.
It was a whitewash. This whole podcast has been a whitewash.
So why did you choose Glen Campbell?
No, it's nice. If your life ever was turned into an American road movie, This would be the theme that would sum it up, or me anyway. It's just nice. It's like it's the same as. All right, you don't like that song, but this song is very similar to a song you do like. The one from Midnight Cowboy, whose name escapes me.
Oh, everybody's talking at me.
It's the same as that. It's this song about kind of freedom. It's like actually loving someone, but it's this kind of love where you're not tied down. And I don't mean like shagging around. I mean it's like more romantic.
Yeah, but Midnight Cowboy is
that.
About being a prostitute.
Yeah, I said the songs were similar in style and feel.
Okay.
I'm not saying
subject.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be romantic and poignant about this.
Witch to Lyman,
bringing me down. Yeah,
I like Witch to Lyman.
Again, no, Glenn Campbell is a bloody genius.
So, what's your luxury item?
Oh, yes, we've got a luxury item. Yes, mine is, and this is well thought out. It's a pair of comedy breasts, for the simple reason being, I can actually put them on, and then I can flash them at drivers, and hopefully, kind of hitch a lift off the traffic island,
but you just
and go somewhere interesting. And you know, I mean, if the truck drivers are good looking, you know,
you're just going to attract tranny fucking truckers, aren't you? They're going to be hairy men. Hairy men attracted to men with comedy dress and breasts.
I told you earlier though, when I actually decided on that the luxury item, the worrying thought that popped into my head was, do you remember, I can't remember the name, Richard, who is Aphex Twin, what's his name?
Richard D. James.
Yes. Him on, there was some album cover, was it Window Licker?
Window
or in
Licker,
the video?
Yeah, in the video,
where
yeah.
he's kind of in drag or something like that.
I just get the impression you get loads of tranny fucking truckers trying to pick you up. Go, I like a bit of moobs. Like those man tits, yeah.
Breasticles,
yeah.
Is the official term.
But I love that term, moob. Man boob, moob. Love your moobs. So we're going to play your
girl,
song.
Girl, you got the moobs.
You got the moobs. You've got to move it, move it. You've got to move it, move it. Move it! Oh, excellent. So, going from a tranny fucking truckers to and moobs to
Glenn Campbell. Here it is.
I have to wait to destroy a classic song, probably. Okay, so here we go. Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Thank you.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite.
This is Audrey from My Motorway Podcast. Here's a birthday gift for Radio Clash on its second birthday. Spank, spank. Those were your birthday spankins.
And this is Lee from the I Motorway Podcast, wishing everybody at Radio Clash a very happy second birthday. I've been listening to Radio Clash since about Radio Clash 15, and since then I've started my own podcast, hijacked Radio Clash with the help of Jeb from 50 Pound Note, and then hijacked Jeb's podcast with the help of Tim from Radio Clash. For my Traffic Island disc, I picked Minneapolis artists or artists that were formerly from Minneapolis. So I start off my list with Multiply and Divide from the Soviets. Great sing-along song. Stand Up, Let's Get Murdered from POS, who is a hip-hop artist from Minneapolis and one of my favorite artists of the moment. I picked Shame from Low. This is a great song to put on replay and mellow me out if I were in a traffic island. I picked Skyway by The Replacements. My last choice would actually probably get me off a traffic island, and the song is Southtown Girls by The Hold Steady, and this is off their newest release called The Boys and Girls of America. And I picked this song because Craig Finn actually grew up in Minneapolis, and even though he moved to New York in about 2000, he still writes almost all of his songs about the Minneapolis, St. Paul area and the suburbs, and that's where I'm currently living. And this song especially has the roads that I travel on each and every day. Southtown is a shopping complex that is at probably one of the worst traffic intersections in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. It's at the intersection of 35W and 494, and Southtown is right across the freeway from the Best Buy headquarters that they just built a couple of years ago, and it's about four blocks from where I work. In the song, Craig Finn mentions Penn, Lindale, and Nicollet, and these are all roads, alternate routes that I would take if 35W was backed up. And so this is my last choice, and it is Southtown Girls by The Hold Steady.
Southtown girls won't blow you away, but you know that they'll stay. Southtown girls won't blow you away, but you know that they'll stay. Southtown girls won't blow you away, but you know that they'll stay. Southtown girls won't blow you away, but you know that they'll stay.
Thank you. Tim and Kirk, second birthday of Radio Clash. Hello, gentlemen. This is Bicycle Mark, responding to the call. If I were in traffic, Bicycle Mark in traffic. Oh yeah, it's happened every time I have to go to that United States or even in Portugal sometimes. Well, if I were stuck in traffic and I had five songs come to mind right now, so... forgive me if they're terrible. Oh, and also, they're probably mostly depressing, because let's not forget, I'm Portuguese, and we have that in our blood. So I love to be depressed, so a lot of these songs will depress you. Isn't that exciting? Good. Okay, in order to not start off on a bad foot, the first song that I would have to have with me is The Clash, Gates of the West. Now, when people think about The Clash, I don't think they remember this song. I don't think they remember much of anything. I think people have terrible memories. But Gates of the West was on that, what was it? The Clash on Broadway album. And it just emits energy from the speaker. It just gets me going. And of course, anytime you have Mick Jones yelling in that, what is that? That whiny, like, sounds like Dylan. But anyway, there's nothing like Mick Jones pumping out a song before he went and became all... well, whatever he became with Big Audio Dynamite. So, The Clash, Gates of the West is my first pick for the sheer energy and the sheer passion. And of course, there's so many Clash songs, but that's one that always got me. My second pick, I'm going to go with a... let's change gears, right? As the radio DJs say. Let's change gears a little bit. This is a more recent song of mine that I become very attached to, that I would need to have with me to feel sentimental, or just to... I like to sing along to this one, actually, and make my own harmonies. Do you do that? Do you listen to songs and make your own harmonies? Oh, well, I do. I don't imagine an audience or anything. I just imagine that I'm singing with the band. I don't think there's anything strange about that. So the next one is Final Fantasy, which is that Canadian guy who plays the violin and then uses his little effects pedals to make loops and make harmonies, and I think he's the best thing in music right now. Wait, one of the best things? That's how you get out of making a generalization. One of the best things. Best kept secrets? How about that? All the catchphrases I can think of. Final Fantasy, and the song that I'm going to go with is None of You Will Ever See a Penny, which is the song in a very sweet way where he seems to be telling the story of a father telling his children on his deathbed that you'll never see a penny of my inheritance. So it's not really the lyrics that touch me, although maybe that's a touching message, but it's more the violin and the harmonies and the pauses. Pauses in a song, very good thing, especially if I'm stuck in traffic, I guess. The third one is a, I got to get it back into a speedy mode, into a good feeling mode, into a song that talks about life a little. Since I'm stuck in traffic, I'd like to think about life, mine, what's wrong with it, what's good about it. And Bright Eyes has a song called Bowl of Oranges, and it's just like a keep on trucking sort of, na, 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 with a lampshade in my head. Na, na, na. Anyway, you'll hear the song, which is, you know, better than hearing me sing it. And Bowl of Oranges, it's just a good song, and it's a little story. I like hearing a story if I'm stuck in wherever I am. That's my third one. My fourth one, I had to have, just like I needed to have a Clash song, I needed to have a Death Cab for Cutie song. I know they're a little excessively loved right now, and one day they may completely repulse me, but right now I still love them, and I'm going to go back to an album, Transatlanticism, which I can relate to as a transatlantic person. And the song that I choose from Death Cab is a depressing one, haha, A Lack of Color. It's just a nice guitar, and in the background you have the la, or whatever. You know, isn't it great how I sing these to you? So Death Cab for Cutie, A Lack of Color, because it literally reaches, wait, no, it doesn't literally do that. It not literally reaches into my soul and touches my soul. Yeah, that's what it does. My final one, to truly put the nail in the coffin, perhaps it's too soon to make that joke, but I love being utterly depressed by all the last Johnny Cash releases. I love to listen to them and not be happy or be happily upset, or I don't know. So my last pick is going to be your choice, Mr. DJs, misters. Johnny Cash, Hurt, which I really like. I like, you know, the deepness, like, Hurt, oh, well, it's, you know how he is. And the other choice, if you can't find Hurt, this last album, America 5, has a song called Help Me, where, I mean, he's talking to God, which I cannot relate to, but the feeling is one I can. So it's just great. And he's sort of his little prayer, and I like it. I especially like it knowing that he knew he was going to die soon, I think. And that's kind of touching as well. I hope that when I'm old and I'm dying, I'll record a podcast or a whistle something that'll be inspiring and at the same time kind of prepare me. Well, boys, that was the most depressing five-song traffic segment I could do. 2 years is a damn long time, and it's been my pleasure to be on this side of the computer, producing and also listening, especially to your program. It's an inspiration to me, and I'm not even a music podcaster, go figure, because it's more than about the music, it's about the people, it's about you and that crazy Kirk. And next time you're in Amsterdam, we can get together again and run around and paint the town, whatever colors they paint towns these days. Until then, be well.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
This is Radio Class, Radio Class with BBC.
One of the things I've got to say was thank you everyone who's listened to Radio Clash over the last 2 years. Thank you to everyone who's appeared on the show. Either on interview or I've played one of your tracks or contributed or sent comments in and things like that. And so it's very much appreciated. Can't believe that after doing the first show 2 years ago with a little tie-clip mic and nothing else, that I'm still going after 2 years, which is quite scary, really. And I've had a few birthday comments in. I'm just going to play those, one from Scott and another one from a listener. And also I have to say thank you to Bobby Martini, who's a bootlegger. I think I may have played at least one of his tracks on the show, who sent his birthday wishes by email as well. So thank you for that. And normal service will be resumed shortly.
Hey, everybody, it's Scott here from The Night Nurse Show. And I just wanted to say that when I'm on a traffic island, stuck there, cars going around me, I put my iPod on and I get lost. I lie down, I stare at the sky, and I listen to Radio Clash. Happy 100th show, Tim. I'll see you soon, dude.
Hi, Tim. This is Richard from the UK. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just like I say, congratulations on 100 podcasts. Keep it going, mate. And please, for my sanity, please put back up the Gay Metal Edition. Because that's the funniest thing I've heard in a long time. And Rob Halford, you're my hero. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was Radio Clash 101, just like the Room 101. It was a torture to do. So that's you can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash.
You can find less about Radio Clash on www.nonexistenturl.com.
Or my404.com.
Or dice space.
Oh, I remember that, yes.
I am going to set myself up as an online cyber agony uncle, and that is going to be my site, DieSpace, you know. I prevent people slashing their wrists. Or maybe it goes horribly wrong.
Or it could be all about drinking hot beverages, tea space. Tea space. I was doing Guy Space, that was like a gay version, wasn't it? Yeah. I'm trying to think of all the ones we thought of last night.
Well, I've got a list somewhere, but it's not to hand.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, so you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, and you can look on the blog for various other ways of contacting me, including probably see answers after this show. So
not involving Beyonce.
Not involving Beyonce. She's our fiance, isn't she?
She plays her cards right, isn't she? As a service to your listeners, if you do your own podcast and you're planning your own
spoof, if you're
planning your own spoof of Desert Island Discs, here are some puns that you might like to try. Desert Island Discs. All the listeners actually write in with their favourite puddings. Personally, mine would be some hot chocolate sponge covered in chocolate sauce. Tim?
Mine would be chocolate fudge cake.
Nice. Also, Rainbow Island Discs, where everyone lists their favourite 80s arcade games.
Oh, you force them to play Rainbow Islands for about 5 minutes and see how far they get.
Yeah.
See which level they get. So yeah. One level, two level, three level, five level.
Mine would be, I think, Rastan Saga or possibly Shinobi. Tim, what would yours be?
What favourite games?
Favourite 80s arcade game.
Oh, it'd have to be Tempest or...
Nice choice.
Or Bubble Bobble.
Nice choice, yeah. Apart from the rip-off bit where you get to the end and you've got to... Oh, you haven't completed it properly.
Oh.
You've got to do it with a friend. Please waste your entire money on 20p's.
Because of...
Trying to do the whole fucking thing to a level 100, but you've got to join in with a bloody friend. A fucking rip-off.
I sense a bitter childhood drama here. No, because of the... Remember 1p, the beauty of capitalism, having to pay 20p instead of 10p per game. Remember the beauty of increasing Taito's profits.
Yeah, at the expense of, you know, kids. Kids, you know, paper round money. That's terrible.
But kids are cunts, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
so we don't
okay.
care.
So what was the other one?
And finally, River Island Discs, where everyone names their favourite item of clothing from the fashionable, yet somehow not fashionable, high street clothing store.
So what's yours?
But you're not allowed to mention chinos. Mine would be some kind of short-sleeved shirt, probably with, like, it's probably like Bruce Lee or a dragon design on it. You know the kind of tat you get there? Or probably like a quote from... a film like Taxi Driver or something. Tim, don't look at the screen, look at the microphone shield and tell me your favourite bit of tacky high street clothing.
It would be they used to do really nice purple yet blue shirts. They used to be like slightly shimmery.
That's true. Yeah. I've got one of those. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's it. I can't think of any more. If you want to do your own speak, you've got to think of your own ideas. You can't just kind of, you know, rely on me all the time, all right?
Okay. I know. 2 weeks later.
We're off now. I'm going in therapy until you are...
going to slash my wrists. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show.
Enjoyed is in quotation marks and show is also in quotation marks.
Yeah, in little quotes, yes.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Actually, even the is in quotation marks. And as for hope, well, that's a complete misnomer.
Well, even, we're not even sure about either. So, okay.
You can't even rely on even.
Things are very odd. Yeah. So, what are we going to play out with?
We will think about that in a minute.
All right.
Get back to you, listeners.
We'll get back to you, okay.
For the time being.
Yeah,
bye.
Okay.
The closing song is
click.
To be decided.
The closing song is click.
Yes. Imagine it's that New York Academy. You sweat and you pay in sweat.
Yeah.
I'd rather pay in my Visa, but can I pay in sweat? I don't know my fucking sweat PIN number, though. My sweat PIN number.
I need some sweat checks or sweat debit card.
Saturday morning sweatshop. Oh, no. Yeah, there's this new reality TV show. No, they brought Noel Edmonds' band called Saturday Morning Sweatshop. And he's hosting this program where you get all these Chinese people to make clothes for Tesco at 1p an hour. But it's okay because you can swap wages with people in India who are making Christmas toys for the Western market for 5p an hour. So everything's okay, actually. And
and I'm moving on.
Actually, that's not actually true, but I'm hoping to pitch that idea to Channel 5.
Oh, it's a long story involving a distorted mini disc and Glenn Campbell.
Yeah, remember, Tim, every cloud has a silver lining, which you failed to spot.
Yes.
Mick, if I may call you Mick.
Why Mick? Not after Mick
Hucknall. It's got his name on your mini disc.
Oh, Mick. All right, yeah.
The little red hole.
It's even red, just like Mick Hucknall. And,
you must always point. When I'm allowed to say something, you must always point. Otherwise, I'll be quiet. Look, I wait for your cue. If you go like that, it means I'm allowed to talk, all right?
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll sit here in elegant silence.
Well, that'll make a change, then. I hate scripts, don't you? Yes, I hate scripts. Yes, Kirk, I hate scripts too.
What we'll do...
Tim, yes, I hate scripts too.
Do you remember...
Kirk, yes, I do too.
Do you remember there's that computer program called... Was it Eliza?
Yeah.
Well, basically, we'll just get Eliza to write the show next day.
Yes.